Welcome to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Now get ready for another episode of Shades of the Afterlife with Sandra Champlain.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself. Hi, I'm Sandra Champlain. For almost 25 years, I've been on a journey to prove the existence of life after death. On each episode, we'll discuss the reasons we now know that our loved ones have survived physical death. And so will we. Welcome to Shades of the Afterlife. When we come into life, we hear that we're a soul inhabiting a human body. Well, where is the soul? Have you ever wondered that? We've heard that we all have an aura, this energy force field that surrounds us. We've heard terms like the secret, the law of attraction, and ask and it is given. Mike Dooley says, our thoughts become things, so choose the good ones. And we hear our words create our worlds. Today, you'll hear from Howard Martin, who has a real passion that we use the power of our soul. And he's the president of HeartMath and the author of Heart Intelligence, Connecting with the Intuitive Guidance of the Heart. Hello, Howard.
Sandra, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you so much for having me on your program and for the great introduction. And I'm looking forward to our conversation. Hope everybody who's taking their time and giving their attention get something out of what we talk about that can help to make a meaningful difference in their lives.
Well, you've already made a meaningful difference in my life without even knowing it. About a month ago, I watched that TEDx talk, and I just rewatched it again before you and I are speaking now. And I was in a little bit of a slump, and I was imagining my heart, what it was probably not doing, and took some time to sit in gratitude and love. And so you've got me finely tuned right now. with good. My heart for a good interview. Yeah, I'm really inspired. And for me personally, this is just the conversation and the things I like to delve in. So absolutely couldn't be happier that we get to talk today.
So let's jump right in.
How does this story begin? Let's go back a little bit to just who you are and your background, and how in the world did you find out something like HeartMath?
Well, young man, early 20s, rock musician, drummer, at that time in the music business, in the midst of the decadence and all that, there was, you know, sort of an interest in spiritual things that was sort of circulating through that world at times. Through that process, I met another young man named Doc Childrey, who was quite interesting to me. He certainly wasn't, but a little bit older than I was, but he certainly had an intelligence and awareness that was different and more embracive than mine. We became friends. Over time, I pursued, you know, my own personal growth in the ways that I could, and it got to a place where I recognized that something had to change in my life, that I could no longer walk in two worlds, that the music business was what it was, and the excitement, the glamour, the stimulation was, you know, something that was hard to shake. But a deeper part of myself was saying that there's something else you need to do with your life. And so over time, I made that change. I spent many years about eight, I think it was, you know, living in obscurity, working ordinary jobs, doing the best I could to have a place to live and something to drive. And working with Doc and with others, focused my total attention really on how am I going to change? How am I going to grow? What's going to happen to my awareness? How can I be a better person? All those type of things. And so that type of work led to a place that most of us finally get to when we go that deep into something, and that's to our own hearts. In those days, we didn't have an ambition to be an organization or to be authors or anything like we are today. I mean, we were just people, just trying to find a deeper connection to this part of ourselves that had been talked about for thousands of years called heart. In time, though, that just began to magnetize and draw to us, and we ended up in relationships with other people. We recognized that at a certain place, we had something that we could try to share. We started what's called HeartMath in Northern California. We were in the South before that. We partnered with some people in Northern California. We started with no real definitive business plan. We certainly didn't start with a lot of money. We started with belief. We started with commitment. We started with a caring commitment to want to benefit the lives of others in some way, especially during these times of accelerated change. And step by step, we built it. And it's been through an awful lot. We're 30 years deep into this now. I'm very proud of what's been accomplished at HeartMath. We have a huge footprint in the world today. We've redefined, I think, in many ways, what heart really is. We have touched the lives in meaningful ways of millions of people, many millions of people, and we're continuing to grow. Now, there's no ceiling to this. The adventure continues. The excitement of this adventure continues to build each and every day. So I sit here now in a television studio in San Francisco where I just did an interview having this conversation with you. And, you know, I can't appreciate enough what has happened in my life and the gifts that life has given me to have an opportunity like right now in this moment here today to have this chance to share my heart with you and with everybody who's listening. I don't take that for granted. And when I look back at it all and say, well, how does this happen? How did this happen to me? I just have to say, it goes back, simplistically stated, to a statement we've all heard all of our lives, just to listen to and truly follow our hearts. And that's basically all I've ever done.
Well, I'm glad you have. I have a different journey, but also listening to my heart. And it's amazing the people that get attracted to me, the opportunities I've had, and it's all based on service. And so you're very like-minded in that way. But I want to ask you, when you think of the heart, it's the thing that is pumping in our chest. But when we think about love, we always think about our heart. When we think about following our heart, we're talking about following our soul or our soul's purpose. When you just think about heart math, you know, I'm thinking about the thing that's pumping blood, but it's so, so much more. Can you talk about the things that the heart does and really what heart math is? It was surprising to me how many things our heart does.
Yeah, well, there's different dimensions to heart, Sandra. I mean, we have the physical heart, and we've done a lot of research on understanding it and what it's doing beyond its blood pumping capacity. Certainly, there's the emotional heart, which you alluded to, all these magnificent, beautiful emotional textures that are associated with the concept of heart. And then there's the spiritual heart, you know, this connection that we have to something larger than ourselves, you know, this to the bigger us, to the field of information called consciousness that we use to co-create reality. All that happens through the heart as well. So at HeartMath, we look at all of those angles on heart. I think that what has helped us to have influence in the world is the fact that we took a scientific approach to some of it. Most everything we do is underpinned with scientific research. We have a system, its tools, its techniques, its innovative technology, and the science underpins it all. So what science did for us is it helped to build a bridge between the metaphorical understanding of heart or the understanding of heart that was associated with, let's say, the spiritual concepts, and bring all that down into a context where people could understand it in a different way and then apply the basic qualities of heart in their daily lives. We wanted to take it from what we call sky down the street, so that it could be applicable to making a difference in the quality of life that people are experiencing. So that's what we've done. So the system is deployed through the world through training programs. We certify coaches. We certify trainers. We deliver all kinds of programs ourselves. I do get an opportunity to be a spokesperson and to speak a lot of places. And that's basically what we do. And again, the science is the bridge. The science has allowed us to take these understandings of heart into very, very mainstream segments of society, places where you would not suspect that something like heart math would be, like all four branches of the U.S. military, police forces, fire departments, universities, all kinds of places that have heart math embedded in what they do and or have taken a lot of heart math training. So, again, the science was helpful because people know kind of about heart, but they sort of write it off as a metaphor, but we were able to take it down to something that made it more tangible.
I love the tangibility of it because in the past I thought, you know, our thoughts really impact how we feel and our feelings are sending something out in the world. But can you explain a little bit about, is it the electromagnetic waves that get sent out from our heart or something like that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the heart's communicating. It's sending information to the brain and the rest of the body and beyond. It does it in a bunch of ways. It has a very complex nervous system, information. It has blood pressure wave changes. It releases hormones into the body that regenerate us. A lot of ways the heart is actually talking. One of the coolest ways, though, is an electromagnetic field produced by the heart. This magnetic field permeates every single cell in our own bodies, but it also has enough power in it that it creates a field that extends beyond our skin out into space. And that field can be measured with very conservative research equipment, traditional type research equipment, about 3 to 4 feet outside the body. And researchers believe that that's just the beginning of where this field really goes, that we're looking at it through just one lens of research technology or scientific technology, but that we have this field of information that we're producing from our own hearts. Fields have information in them, and the heart's field does as well. And the information in that field is directly related to what we are experiencing emotionally. For example, if we are upset, angry, irritated, frustrated, those kind of feelings, it produces a very incoherent signal in that heart field, and we are broadcasting that. Conversely, we start feeling emotional qualities that have been associated with heart, like more care, more compassion, a little extra kindness to people, certainly less judgment. It imprints the field differently, imprints with different information, and we are, in fact, broadcasting that information as well. So it becomes a matter of understanding that we are energetic beings and that we are communicating in unseen ways and that there's a connection energetically between all living systems. Every living system on our planet and beyond is connected in ways of which we are just beginning to understand. The major energetic contributor from us, the human being, is actually the heart. So it's through the heart that we make these type of connections that allow us to experience a sense of that we're not alone, that we're all in this together, and that we all have a responsibility of what we are feeding this collective field, what we are doing through our own thoughts and emotions in particular to influence the world and others in a way that would be certainly more uplifting and beneficial.
I saw on your TEDx talk that you had a person, a gal, sit with you on the stage and you connected some kind of a little monitor to her ear. Can you explain what you did? Because I love the science behind this. It takes it out of just good feelings are good for you, because you can actually see on the court the results.
Well, when we were doing our scientific research, we wanted to understand how we could measure this quality of communication that was going on between the physical heart, the brain, and the rest of the body. And what we discovered, there was a scientific discipline called heart rate variability analysis. And what that means, Sandra, is you're measuring the time between heartbeats, the varying in the speed in which the heart is beating. So it's different than measuring just heart rate like a fitness monitor measures.
Howard, we have to take a quick break. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Stay right there. There's more Sandra coming right up.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always realize just how much their negative thoughts and experiences stick with them and weigh them down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings. That frustrating thing your mom does. Or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapist anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/shades today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/shades.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your your perfect home sweet home.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Men and women can have an excess of 100,000 hairs. Unfortunately, before hair loss is noticed, that number drops nearly in half. But it is by no means too late. Easy to apply, Reveal from Dr. Nathan Newman uses stem cell technology and natural ingredients to revitalize the appearance of your hair for the fuller look you remember. Here's Dr. Newman.
A lot of people with hair problems have come up to me showing me pictures after 2 months of use, after 3 months of use of the Reveal serum on their scalp, showing me dramatic improvement in the quality of their hair, volume of their hair. And one of the people was a woman who had lost her hair and was really thinned out. She was wearing wigs and covering it up. She was very self-conscious about it. She used it for about 6 months, and she came to me with a big smile, nothing covering her hair. And she goes, "Look, you gave me my life back." And that's really why I do what I do, is because I want to change people's lives for the better. And these stories give me the inspiration to go forward and develop new things.
Hair loss, hereditary or not, increases with age. In fact, by age 50, roughly half of us have noticeable hair loss. It's time to get on board with Reveal for women and men. And only at healthylooking.com can you get Reveal with free smart delivery shipping by simply entering discount code George at checkout. Easy to use Reveal at healthylooking.com or order by phone at 800-604-3129. 24/7 at 800-604-3129. Gently revitalize your hair's appearance for a fuller look with Reveal from healthylooking.com.
You're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Heard on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find your favorite shows. Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain, and we're with Howard Martin from HeartMath. Now, Howard, you were just talking about the variability analysis. What does that mean?
Variability analysis. What that means, Sandra, is you're measuring the time between heartbeats, the varying in the speed in which the heart is beating. So it's different than measuring just heart rate like a fitness monitor measures. You're really measuring a rhythmic pattern produced by the speeding up and slowing down of the heart. Now, what we discovered is that there are many things that influence that heart rate variability. Movement does, speech does, light and sound even do. But what researchers have missed is the fact that emotions also do. They affect that heart rate variability pattern. Now, when we are in a very positive emotional state, those heart rhythms become very ordered. And it puts us in a state called coherence. So I'm going to slow this down just a little bit so everyone listening can follow. We were wanting to measure quality of communication between heart and brain. We found that heart rate variability analysis was a way to do that. Then we found that when those heart rhythms were in an optimal state, it was a state called coherence. In the coherent state, all the body systems are synchronized to the rhythmic beating pattern of the heart. It means respiration, digestion, immune system response, hormonal releases, brain function, all that stuff syncs up, and boom, there we are in this high-performance state. That state is triggered by the experience of a regenerative, uplifting emotion. So when we're more caring, for example, we're going to be more naturally coherent. When I am appreciating someone rather than judging them, I'm going to be more naturally coherent. And so what you were seeing in the TEDx talk was technology that measures that anybody can get, anybody can own. The most popular version of it is called the Inner Balance Trainer. And it's an app that you can get for any phone, downloaded from your favorite app store. You purchase a sensor from HeartMath or from a distributor somewhere. That connects to your ear. it communicates your heart rhythm patterns to the app. And then the app has a patented algorithm in it that scores those heart rhythms for how coherent they are. So what the technology is used for is to train ourselves to become more coherent, to train ourselves to be more connected with the heart's intelligence. And so it's really useful in many, many applications, everything from people who are in their meditations and spiritual practices right on down to high-performance athletes who use our technology as a way of gaining extra benefit from whatever endeavors that they're making.
It's really funny because just before I called you, I was playing the game with the clock and I was on the HeartMath website ordering one of those. But I find it fascinating because in the TEDx talk, you can actually see this young woman, just the results on the monitor. And I'm sure she was nervous sitting in a crowd of however many hundreds of people. And you could see all these jagged lines and you can get it. You know, it's nerve wracking, probably. She didn't know what she was in for. But then you actually had her breathe through her heart and maybe you could talk a little bit about that. But then you all of a sudden started seeing these smooth lines and these smooth patterns. And I know firsthand just from living life that if I can put myself in a place of love, gratitude, appreciation, life goes better. However, to actually see what the heart is doing is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, what I had her do was a simple heart math technique called quick coherence, and there are three steps to it. The first is to focus your attention right in the area in the center of your chest, you know, the area of the heart. Then you do something called heart-focused breathing, which means that you breathe naturally, normally, in a comfortable rhythm, but maybe deeper than you normally would. And as you breathe, you imagine as if that breath is flowing in and out, right through the center of your chest, the area of the heart. Then while you got heart-focused breathing going on, then you make a sincere attempt to activate a regenerative, uplifting emotion. You can recall a feeling of when you just really felt good inside, or you can remember maybe being in a special place or with a special person or playing with your pet or your child or your grandchild, and you evoke this feeling. And when you do those three steps together, what happens is instantaneously your heart rhythms change. And as was demonstrated with the girl on stage, it's like she was in an incoherent state up on the stage in front of hundreds of people, a little nervous. I took her through the technique, and she shifted from an incoherent heart rhythm to a highly coherent heart rhythm in the moment. Why I think that's important is that we can learn to do this, and it's not that hard. And it's a useful skill going through all that we're all going through in today's world. Everything moving quick, stressful opportunities showing up one after another. How do we make the shift? How do we maintain a certain inner balance? How do we maintain our own dignity and poise in the midst of all this stuff that we're going through? Well, we can learn to do that through techniques like the HeartMath technique, I'm sure others as well, and the technology measures showing you that you, in fact, did it. And so those combinations of technology and technique put together, in an easy to understand and practical way, I think provides a useful education and experience for people as we all are going through this grand adventure called life in the 21st century.
It is quite an adventure. Howard, years ago, I took a course on dowsing, and I thought I was going to be dowsing underground wells and water and things like that, not realizing what I signed up for was to be learning that our body can pick up things energetically. So it was really interesting. But one of the things we did with our dowsing rods is held the intention to pick up, it sounds similar to what we're talking about right now, but the like electromagnetic energy coming from a human body. And we each had a partner, and the person doing the dowsing would ask the partner, okay, think of a sad time in your life. And then holding these dowsing rods out, we'd realize that it was only maybe a foot away from the body when these rods would open up. And then opposite, we would say, think of the best time you had in your life, something you're very grateful for, having this person really start feeling these feelings. And we'd walk closer to the person, and that was actually several feet away from the body. And all of a sudden, these rods would open up. So I had the instinct that then, you know, what we think about how we feel really is producing some kind of energy. And so to be able to see it on the court with your team's HeartMath, it's just, to me, it's all tapping into the same power.
Yeah, I got a feeling it was the heart's magnetic field that was creating these changes. And see, that's a very measurable field. It's not woo-woo at all.
No.
Yeah. We're not talking about an aura or subtle energy. This is measured with something called magnetometers, which are traditional scientific research equipment used to measure magnetic fields. And so that's where the information came from about the 3 feet outside the body. My belief is it goes a lot farther than that. If you were using something you can measure further than instead of a magnetometer, this field could be infinite in a certain way.
It sure can.
But I bet you that field, the changes in the field relative to the, as the teacher was, what was he asking people to do? He's asking to shift emotional state.
Yes.
Yeah. And as emotional state shifted, there's a different imprint in that field. The dowsing rods and the sensitivity of the dowser could possibly be picking up on that. My guess, and it's only a guess, would be that the heart's field was probably the primary communicator in that process.
Pretty great. One more thing I have done myself is done things from time to time, like had a gratitude practice, 28 days. Putting in a lot of gratitude in my life, a lot of love and appreciation, keeping a notebook, and good things started happening in my life. So while it is subjective to myself, these things, and it can only be my personal experience, like I really know the power of that. But also I've looked on your HeartMath website and using the HeartMath training system and technology, I just want to read just some of the differences it's made. 24% improvement in the ability to focus, 30% improvement in sleep, 38% improvement in calmness, 46% drop in anxiety, 48% drop in fatigue, 56% drop in depression. That's massive results.
It was, and it blew my mind too. That's with a large, large group of people. It's like thousands of people were in this study, and they were in companies. That's where we were doing those measurements. It was based upon people in large organizations that were taking heart math training. We did pre and post assessments with them using a very sophisticated, scientifically validated, you know, psychometric survey. And they were in different parts of the world. Most were in the United States or Europe, but they were in different business sectors. You know, they weren't all in the same type of company. And when I saw those results, it was really an eye-opener for me as well, because, it, you know, these changes were huge. And I guess, you know, in essence, feeling that I had when I began to review things from that type of scientific lens was that, you know, a little heart goes a long way. You know,
right.
We only have like a day or two to train these people. They learn some basic techniques and boom, all of a sudden these big changes happen in the large populations of people in different parts of the world doing different things. That said to me what I just said, a little heart goes a long way with people these days. And so it doesn't take as much as you might think to change the direction of a life.
Well, yeah. And I think one way or the other, because I know people that are very negative and first of all, it doesn't feel good to be around them, but I do believe there's a correlation between our thinking, our emotions, and our health. So, I mean, can you speak a little bit about that? Because I think this could improve people's health.
Well, absolutely. First of all, I want to applaud you for the type of work you've done and the amount of it you've done. You've certainly been a seeker and a person who's been looking to improve yourself, and not only that, then to give back to others, like through things like your show.
Thanks.
So I want to thank you for that. And yeah, I mean, you know, here's the deal. You know, we all live in this vast field of information called consciousness that's feeding back to us, not what we think in our minds, but what we truly feel in our hearts. And it's through that relationship, heart to field, that we are co-creating a lot of our own reality. We're drawing from this field what ends up being our reality. And that reality is there, it can be everything right on down to our physical health. I mean, science now knows, when we first started HeartMath, they didn't know this, but today they know that there's a direct relationship between emotions and physical health. I think it's the most important way in which we stay healthy, or the ways in which we get sick. If we want to run those type of toxic emotions through our system all the time, the anger, the upset, the sadness, the downness, all those kind of feelings, we have a right to do that. It's not about suppressing emotions. But there's a consequence to that. It begins to feed back on the body. It accelerates aging. It releases hormones into our system that we don't want an over amount of. It begins to create nervous system chaos. Lots of things happen when those type of negative emotions are there and they sustain themselves. They're there all the time.
Howard, we have to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll find out more. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years, and not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
The internet is an extraordinary resource that links our children to a world of information, experiences, and ideas. It can also expose them to risk. Teach your children the basic safety rules of the virtual world. Our children are everything. Do everything for them.
You're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Hey, the Coast to Coast AM YouTube channel is waiting for you now.
Go to coasttocoastam.com for more information.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain, and just to get the record straight here, I do not make a percentage or a commission from anybody on my show. I just believe in products such as these that can help all of us move from a negative mindset to a positive. So, Howard, we were just talking about the impact negativity has.
I don't see it as healthy at all, and I see the direct correlation. Also, when we do make these shifts, when we find ways in which we can become, let's say, more naturally appreciative or use gratitude. You know, you mentioned the gratitude work that you did. It sets up a different magnetic draw from consciousness. And we become co-creators in a different way. And then life begins to shape itself around what we're putting into the field. Put out more care, put out more compassion, especially compassion right now, more gratitude, more appreciation, more kindness. Those are not just soft, squishy emotions associated with the Valentine's version of heart. They are powerful, energetic frequencies that we use proactively, if we choose to create a very different experience of life.
Yeah. And I'm also thinking, too, there's got to be some connection to heart math, to tapping into our own wisdom, our own problem solving, our own answers, our own perception.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, there absolutely is. I mean, there's a download from spirit into humanness when we're more connected to our heart. Intuition is sort of the taxi, in a sense.
That's nice. Yeah.
From that higher part of who we are down to how we perceive something. Intuition is sort of the conduit. It brings that information in. And, yeah, there's a definite spiritual uplift and unfoldment and access to a higher form of ourselves, greater awareness, when we're more connected to the heart. To me, that's one of the biggest benefits. Our approach and my personal approach is I don't try to skip steps. In other words, it can sound really cool to understand what's happening at a higher dimensional level, and we can understand what's happening beyond the physical. Those are all interesting things to pursue and understand, but the step that can't be skipped is we got to manage day-to-day life in a different way. We can't just allow rogue emotions to rule us. We can't just, you know, put off dealing with some of the things that we know we need to do that we just haven't bothered to take on. That's, for me at least, a fundamental truth, is I have to put emphasis there and try to do everything I can to overcome my own blocks and the things that get in my way, become the best Howard Martin I can be every day. And when I do that with consistency, then the other stuff starts to happen naturally. But if I was to pursue, like, I really want to understand, you know, the bigger picture from some higher dimensional level, and I didn't pay attention to what was happening around me and how I was thinking and feeling, and especially how I was treating other people, that other stuff would just be a chase for me.
Right.
It would be elusive. So the step that most people don't really want to dig in on is really going ahead and dealing with some of the emotional stuff that they know they should be dealing with. And I know that sounds kind of harsh, but I think that very often that part gets put off a lot in the pursuit of something that appears to be more important or larger.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Just in the past 2 months, Howard, I'd made myself a list, and it was more like unfinished business, things that aren't working in my life, things I knew I needed to address. But I have felt happier. I have felt more at peace. And I think this is kind of talking about the same thing, looking at those things that have been causing me stress and anxiety in life. So the more I can kind of put those things in the past and have them dealt with, there is more room for this kind of thing. So I think we're talking about the same thing here, I think.
Let me just say this, Sandra. For all of you that are listening to this program right now, just pay attention to what Sandra just said. Forget me. If you do that, you're going to come out way ahead. Have the intention, the courage, and the openness to take a look at what's left to be done, and then to take some steps to go ahead and taking care of that. That's the big accelerator. That is the huge growth opportunity that we all have. And it doesn't have to go on forever. Life can begin to change. I mean, it's not an endless process of always having something and always clearing something out. There is a place that we get to where, stuff shows up, but some of the heavy lifting can get out of the way. And for many of us, I think, people that have an interest in the type of things that we're discussing today, we don't even realize how much heavy lifting has already been done. And we keep trying to find all the stuff that's wrong, instead of being able to go ahead and accept how many things that are going on for us and how much we've accomplished that have been good. But when things show up, it's always good to do that inventory, like Sandra talked about, to step back and go, I've done a lot of work on myself, but it's not time to be complacent right now. I can go ahead and appreciate all that I've done, and I can acknowledge and recognize that a lot of the big stuff's already taken care of. Now, where can I fine-tune things? Where can I make the changes? I mean, you can paint your room at your house and look really good, but it doesn't really look complete till you do the trim.
Yeah.
And the trim takes time, right? It's hard to part. You got to get down there, and you got to be more careful not to get the paint on the wall or on the carpet and all that stuff. But when the trim finally gets on, then the room just sparkles and comes to life. And so for some of us, I think today, it's just a matter of let's take care of the trim right now, and boy, will we accelerate into something magnificent and new. Beyond what we actually can realize, beyond what we can, where our projections about what that could be will be. And that's, I think, the hope and promise for an exciting new future for everybody.
Mm-hmm. I really enjoy this conversation. And I hope with you who's listening right now, maybe it's not this conversation, maybe it's about something else, but if there's something that resonates with you, follow it, follow your passions. You know, we're all here on earth for different reasons, but to have a toolbox that we get to choose a positive emotion and put it into our life and actually feel better, have better results and things. It's like, that's what we want to do. Give you the tools, give you the toolbox. We are human beings. And as perfect as I may sound, Howard, I am far from it. You know, I deal with my own battles every day, but just getting, I think it's the nature of the beast by being human that we can have negative thought patterns and who knows.
Yeah. And the thing, it's just so tricky. I mean, you got to look at these things and not see them as bad. Yeah. We got to say, okay, that is part of being human, and sort of acknowledge, but then move on. You don't have to accept it as a totality, but acknowledging it's important and not trying to be perfect. I mean, I got my challenges as well, Sandra. I mean, we all are living on the same planet right now. We're human beings. It's not easy being a human. It really isn't.
No.
It's a lot of complexity into what we're trying to pull off here, especially during this era of super accelerated transformation. So it's not easy to do. So one of the things that I often encourage people to give this a shot, and I certainly try to use it myself, is that please, please, please have compassion for yourself. Give yourself the gift the heart's trying to give you, which is to be compassionate for yourself. There'll be times when we don't feel like we've done right, when we do feel like we haven't done enough, or we've made big mistakes, or we've really gone backwards, or we're really never going to get it, or we're just not good enough. Those feelings are part of that humanness. But when you find yourself there, I encourage you to just go right straight back to your own best friend, which is your heart, and have a little conversation and say, you know what, it's okay. You know, I do it with myself. It's okay, little dude. You know, you're doing the best you can.
Yeah.
You know, it's a moment. It's a day. Don't worry about it. Just keep moving forward. And give yourself that gift of compassion that you're okay, that, you know, it isn't an easy time, and that, you know, things move forward, things move on, and don't overdwell on what you think you haven't done or what you can't do. And that's part of the progression. The trick of the mind is to want to suck you back in.
Yes.
And say, oh, no, but you can't do that. That would be, so, yeah, you don't deserve that. You know, you are not good enough. Or, yeah, that is a big mistake. And boy, you're going to pay for that. I mean, this is all the mind stuff, right? And the heart's going, you know, how about talking to me for a minute and getting a second opinion? And it'll have a different view of what that's all about.
That's why, Howard, I think. I'm interrupting you. I'm sorry. I'm excited.
Go ahead. I'm finished.
Well, just the fact. And not that people have to buy the device for heart math, but I know for myself, living in my own skin, I don't always catch myself when my mind takes off in negative thought patterns. But if I had that little thing that plugs into my iPhone handy, I could just pop it on my earlobe and say, where am I at right now in my heart? And that would be something that could bring me back into the
it's a useful tool.
Yeah.
And you're right. You don't have to have it. Great analogy. Our mass founder, Doc Childers, was just talking to me one day. He threw this one analogy, which I still remember and love. And he said, yeah, you don't have to have our technology to pursue your heart work. It's certainly not necessary. And he qualified that about three different ways. And then he said, but, you know, you don't really have to have a GPS in your car to get around either. We never had them for a long time. We were figuring it out a different way and using maps and pulling into the service station and all that. He said, but it sure is nice having one, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And so, same thing. You don't have to have technology or anything like that to pursue your heart. And we've all pursued our hearts for a long time without any of that. But now that there is technology that can assist us, it's cool to have it.
Mm-hmm. And I am of the belief the more positive we feel, the more good things happen. And just based on my own life. So, yeah, why not? Can you talk a little bit about the books?
Yeah, the Heart Mass published a bunch of books. I've co-authored two. I co-authored my first one with Doc Childers. It was a book called The Heart Mass Solution. And what people say about that book, you know, what sometimes people will say when they're introducing me on a program like yours or whatever, it's become the definitive work on the intelligence of the heart, a true classic kind of thing. It sold a lot of books, and it's been around a long time. It's, you know, most books have a pretty short shelf life of a few years, but HarperCollins, who published this book, is still publishing it today. And it was first released in 1999. I wrote a second book with Doc Childers and with two other heart math founding people called Heart Intelligence, released in 2016. It went to number one on Amazon in three different categories for a day or two. So it got off to a really good start. And so it's a book about the intelligence of the heart and about the science behind it and about some of the things that, you know, have been accomplished through people, you know, making some changes to access more of their heart's intelligence. And so the books are good. Books today, I think, play a different role than they used to. Many people like audiobooks better. Heart Mass Solution was just released in an audiobook, you know, after this many years. And certainly, you know, reading things electronically, et cetera, is the way people do it.
It's time for our last break. And when we come back, we'll find out a little bit, can we change this moment that we're experiencing right now? You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years, and not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal, and may lose value.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
If you feel stressed, suffer from fatigue, moodier than usual, or would like to fall asleep easier and sleep more soundly while losing weight, do we have something for you? Accelerate and Elevate. I take Elevate performance supplement in the morning for energy and laser focus for work. Then before bed, I take Accelerate, weight management and sleep combo. And indeed, I now sleep soundly through the night. Plus, I'm losing weight. It's amazing.
I've maybe gotten 4 to 5 hours of sleep max a night. I'm sleeping between 6 and 7. I wake up to use the bathroom, but I go right back to sleep, which has never happened before, which is pretty awesome.
I noticed a higher level of happiness. I also noticed that I wasn't taking naps. I had more energy. I was more in the moment with my kids. Like, we were laughing more. We were more excited. Every single person needs to feel this.
I lost 10 pounds and 5.5 inches off my waist, and I'm so proud of myself. It gives you energy. It helps you sleep better. It just works. I stand by it 100%.
I was on a handful of medications to help me sleep, to help me be happy, tons of therapy. When I'm ready to go to sleep, I'm getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep every night. I've lost some pounds, inches mainly. My family has me back.
Try Accelerate and Elevate, discounted for listeners to the show. Plus further discounts with the George Power Pack, including a free gift. Learn more and order now at our website, energyfocussleep.com. That's energyfocussleep.com. Or 800-394-9930. So jump on the path now to all-day energy, better sleep, and weight loss with Accelerate and Elevate. EnergyFocusSleep.com, EnergyFocusSleep.com, or 800-394-9930.
The Art Bell Vault never disappoints. Classic audio at your fingertips. Go now to coasttocoastam.com for full details.
You're listening to the new iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Now let's get back to Shades of the Afterlife with Sandra Champlain.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain, and you can find out more about Howard at heartmath.com. Now, Howard, we were talking earlier about healing the moment. What is that?
How do you change that moment right now? You know, how do you make that shift inside from the stress and the anxiety and the frustration into a more peaceful, calm place? That's healing the moment. As we heal the moments, they strain together. And as they string together, what happens is while we, whether we realize it or not, we're really rewriting what's going to happen in the future. It goes back to an earlier part of our conversation about how we are actually co-creating our own reality. And so it happens moment to moment. Heal the moment, each and every moment of every day as best we can, allowing for our humanness, allowing for the challenges that life presents, but then coming back to the heart, straight lining back to the heart, and doing that with consistency is like writing a new story of our life, a future story. And that future eventually comes into manifestation in the moment. But we're rewriting that future. And so that requires a little structure.
I want to ask you, too. I remember, well, I wasn't alive when the people of the Earth believed that the Earth was flat, but eventually mankind got that the planet is round. When the day comes that people believe, embrace, and that tipping point has occurred, that people understand heart math and the difference that our emotions play and what our heart does and this electromagnetic field and coherence, when the day that tipping point happens, what do you visualize could happen?
It's happening already.
Okay.
It's not going to be in a big bang. It takes time to integrate. What's happening is we're going through a dimensional shift in consciousness. We're moving from a third dimensional base consciousness into not just the fourth dimension, but the higher fourth dimension. It's probably the biggest shift ever in the history of humanity. It is a dimension and a half shift, and it's happening in a relatively short amount of time. But it's not going to be like all of a sudden one day this big blast of energy hits and we all wake up and everything's cool. It doesn't work that way. It has to be stepped in. It has to be brought in and then grounded and then more brought in and more integrated and grounded, and it stepping stones its way up. It's happening fast right now. It's actually happening as fast as we can handle it. The world is going through a lot of change. You see the chaos happening in the world. Well, that chaos is no accident. You know, the world is changing and shifting, and it's pushing the envelope on every single aspect there is of humankind and society and the systems that we've used to guide it. And so that's happening pretty quick, and the chaos is about all we can handle right now. So it's going to happen, and it is happening. And it's a matter of, you know, I think we are still controlling the time some on how long it takes before that baseline shift is really solid. What we have control over is whether we can make that a faster or slower process. But more importantly, we have some influence over how gentle and kind it can be. And that's where putting the heart out is the most important. The world's going to rock and roll some for a while, but we can make it as kind of gentle a process as we can. And there's so many things that could have been worse that weren't. If we go back and begin to look at it, we can see that there's a lot of progression going on, a lot of facilitation, a lot of growth is happening. Humanity is responding well to the changes despite all the craziness and aberrant behavior that we see. We're really headed in the right direction. One of the keys to it, though, is to be patient, to recognize you got to let it unfold. You got to just keep putting your best foot forward into the world, making the contributions you can make to the lives of others, and then let things happen. And it's not going to happen overnight. But in our lifetimes, we will see some significant changes that give us, I think, verification that, guess what, the shift's happening.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about a rose. You can't force it to come out of the ground, and you can't force the bud to open. It takes time. No matter how much you water and how much sunlight, it takes time.
I know. Now I've worked on that my whole life. I remember, I'm always wanting to be a little bit ahead of where things are.
I know.
I tend to live in the future and not in the past or the moment. And one time, again, Doc Shorty was breaking me down a little bit, giving me some perspectives on me. He said, you know, you like those racehorses. You know, they're in that thing before they open the gate, and they're just bucking around in that thing, you know, and just can't wait to blast out of the gate. And he said, you're like that. He said, but you're worse. He said, you're like a racehorse that realizes he can't buck through it, so he gets on his knees and tries to crawl underneath the thing.
That is so funny. But have you ever found, Howard, no matter how fast we want it to be, or if we think we should be somewhere else by now, then all of a sudden, maybe you sit next to somebody on the airplane and you think, you know what? I was meant to be here to have that conversation. And you realize you're just
exactly
where you need to be.
Exactly right. And I learned this over time, and I'm sure we all do. It just takes a little practice, that's all. But yeah, you're right. It's just we recognize that there's a flow to life. And when we accept that flow, then, you know, we begin to see the magic in it all. It's our resistances to it by wanting things to be different than they are that often create, you know, the choppiness in the flow that lead to a lack of real fulfillment.
Mm, I thought of something else too while we're talking about all this. You ever be around people that, you know, you feel the good vibes, you feel like you just want to hang around them, you know, that you feel it feels good? I can't help but think this is tied in to that, to HeartMath.
Yeah, it's about resonance. You know, we resonate with some people more than others, but there are people that, you know, there's a certain energy that they put out. It doesn't even have to be a big personality or something, but they put out a certain energy that gives you a feeling, and you sense that. And we resonate with some people that have that more than we do others. But, yeah, there's people in our lives that's kind of why we like hanging out with them. It's because of how they make us feel.
By just having this conversation, we can be those people by inputting, you know, breathing through our heart and bringing in the emotions of love and gratitude and appreciation. When people know us to be one of those good feeling people, they're good feeling. And, you know, I think that might be an explanation why I've recently been attracting some really cool and fun and great people up to things is what I'm putting out there. So we can choose to be that.
We can. And that's the big choice we all need to make, you know, and, it isn't totally linear to where we make these big changes and all of a sudden life just feeds back everything perfect to us. But we have to look at it in terms of, let's use the term ratios, you know, how much do things begin to go better than they used to, you know?
Yes.
How often does something cool happen in our life that we were not expecting? But it doesn't work always totally linearly because we've had our own soul working with us, you know, it's setting up a lot of different geometries for our own growth. And so that things won't always just match hand in glove with what we are putting into the world. But my feeling is when we add more heart, whatever that means to whoever's listening right now, when we add more heart into whatever we do, we never lose. Heart doesn't compete with anything. We can only gain from that. So why not? You know, that's a philosophy that I've tried to live my life with.
Wow. Howard, I've really enjoyed this. And in the beginning, I said, you know, keep your seatbelt buckled. That's how I feel. It's just really been great. Is there any questions I should have asked you that I haven't, or any closing words or anything we've
missed? First of all, let me just say you've been a good interview. I've really enjoyed our conversation as well. Feels very easy for me to talk with you.
Thanks.
Very natural and flowing kind of feeling in it all, and that's always enjoyable for me. So thank you for that and for having me, you know, as a part of your program. Any closing comments would just be things I've already said, just a little recap. Please have compassion for yourself. If you don't remember anything else, try to do a little bit more of that. That'll get you a long way. And you're actually serving other people when you do that. It may not seem that way, and it may seem self-centered, but it's not. Because you're making changes in yourself that are putting out a different kind of energy that's feeding that bigger field that we all live in. And therefore, you're helping others to lift their spirits by lifting yours through the power of your own self-compassion. So I urge you to do that. And then basically, you know, listen to and follow your heart. You know, let it be your guide. Learn to trust it more. Learn that it's, you know, it's your own best friend. It's there to help you out and give you some insights and some perspectives to help navigate life. Just be kinder to other human beings. A little more understanding of people, even when their behavior doesn't match what you think it should be. Try to have a little bit more latitude, a little more compassion, a little more of a neutral and less judgmental perspective on things. Those simple things like that are the keys. And they're very, very powerful. And when we do those, it will open us up to more of the stuff that's really kind of fun and has more sizzle, like more intuitional downloads, more insights into what's happening, you know, in the bigger picture of things, what's happening in other side type activities and things like that. Whatever we need to know about all that will come as we begin to manifest more of our own heart's qualities. So whether you do it through heart math or whether you find other ways to do it, it all doesn't matter to me. It's just that you truly find and connect with your own heart. In summary, just please, you know, learn to accept and trust your own best friend, your heart.
That's beautiful. Really good. This will be an episode I listen to repeatedly. Great advice. Howard, thank you so much for being our guest here today.
My pleasure, and I hope we have a chance to meet sometime or that we get to do this on your show again.
I have a funny feeling both will occur.
Okay. Take good care, and bye everybody who's been listening.
Thanks. And for our listeners, thank you for taking the time to listen. But I want to tell you something else. Don't go away just yet. Dr. Masaru Emoto, you might have heard about him with the messages in water. Really good thing to Google. But there's a scientific experiment he did with the people in Japan. He had families boil one pot of rice and split the rice into two glass jars. And in one room, place one glass jar and talk to the rice. Say loving things, sing happy songs, think happy thoughts, happy positive thoughts. And in the other room, put the other jar of rice. Into that room, negativity. And after the end of the month, he had people gather the two jars of rice. The rice that was in the negative room, spoken to negatively, and negative emotions felt around that rice. The end of the month, it was black and it smelled foul. The other jar of rice was a golden color and smelled nutty. So this just goes to show that we do emit something from our souls, from our being, from our auras. You can also try that experiment with bananas, a banana in one room, a banana in the other. So you, my friends, are much more powerful than you give yourself credit for. A reminder to go to heartmath.com. There's even a free heart math experience that you can do. And our home base is WeDon'tDie.com. I'm Sandra Champlain, and I really want to thank you sincerely for listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
And if you like this episode of Shades of the Afterlife, wait until you hear the next one. Thank you for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.